Blog Talk Radio.
Week 13 of 2014. I don't think we had any playoff shows because you and I were battling out with the Fantasy All-Star, and it's funny, all former and current hosts finished 1, 2, and 3 in the league last year. And that's why we didn't have shows. We were so busy preparing our teams, we couldn't come with the hard-hitting insight that we provide you week after week. And, well, we've just been busy.
I think it was either that or we just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, life's been busy.
Yeah,
so.
This year's been, I don't know. The train's back on the tracks, though.
Yes. We've heard from the fans. Danny.
Fan.
This is for you, pal. That's why we're back.
Singular.
Yeah. So we expect to have about 4 listens this week. 1 to make sure the show recorded.
Yep.
Danny, 3 times. That's it. That's the 4 listeners.
All right. Sounds good.
So, yeah, here we are. It's 6 weeks in. Week 7 right around the corner. Thursday night matchup going to happen. They play in London again this week, which that kind of screwed me a couple weeks ago with team defenses and whatnot. So just beware. There is a 9:30 kickoff Sunday morning. I believe it's the Bills and the Jags. Boy, London gets his hard-hitting game.
They do.
I tell you. I think since we're so far in the season, probably the first place we should look is the standings.
Yeah. I wonder who's leading it all. I don't know.
And I like to start at the bottom.
Okay, good.
I like to have a good foundation. Everybody hates this guy, except for me right now. Eddie, in 10th place, with a record of 2-4. And then there's me. Record 2-4. Then there's Richard. Records 2-4. And then there's Danny. Records 2-4. And then we finally get a change. Kyle's 3-3. Trav is 3-3 to the chagrin of many in this league. Not far above him is the Fantasy All-Star. And his wife, the Fantasy All-Star's wife, ahead of him.
Yeah.
Newcomer John, 4-2. Yahoo did not like his draft, but there he sits. And Chris, you're sitting there at the top. How do you feel about that?
I've said it before, but I feel like you'd be hard-pressed to find a first-place team in all of Yahoo. I mean, how many first-place teams are rocking Tyrod Taylor, Lamar Miller, and Mark Ingram at just to start.
In a 10-team league.
Yeah, a 10-team league. If this was a 20-team league, that would be awesome. But it's not. It's 10. So, yeah, you're going to go into a little more kind of in-depth look at how we got there. Not necessarily week to week, but just kind of looking at some of the raw data.
Yeah.
And to see sort of why people have ended up where they're at.
So some of the popular things we like to look at when we have our week-to-week show is who scored the most, who scored the least, who did stupid shit like leaving 100 points on their bench, Trav, that kind of stuff. So points for, what I did, I took all the stats, sorted them out. Nobody surprised, the Fantasy All-Star is up there with points for.
Shocking.
Yeah, nobody shocked. Trav is second.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
That is very shocking. And I've gone on record with saying it. Reader went on record at the draft saying it. If Trav wins this year, our fantasy careers they're on the line. If Trav wins this league this year, I said I am not going to play fantasy football again. Reader said that too.
Yeah.
So for him to be at second at this point, I'm not feeling too good.
Yeah. John, newcomer, sitting there. Honestly, when it was draft day, I felt John had a solid team. I mean, he wasn't there, but the notes he gave.
David
drafted for him. David drafted well for him, and David had some he just kind of went for, and it worked out. So, yeah, he's sitting there in third for points four. You're fourth in points four.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, so nobody's really running away with it as far as the next couple teams here. So you got Kyle with 1080, Danny with 1067, Richard with 1062, me with 1059, and Angie with 1053.
Definitely a
log jam there. Yeah, not a huge separation there in points. And then you get to Eddie, who has 1,001.
Yeah, so if you look at from top to bottom, the difference is 160 points.
Yeah, that's 1 week.
And divide that by, we've already played 6 weeks. So that's only roughly, what, like 24 points a week between first and last. And I think the parity this year in the league, you know, for whatever reason, I mean, people have been active, but the parity, I think, is pretty good. I mean, that's why, you know, there's a logjam at 2-4, and the point totals are pretty close. There's still a lot of the season left to play, but, you know, it's pretty tight. I mean, I still have no idea. Like, it could be me, it could be anybody. I'm just really curious with how good the league is this year and how close it is. Like, what two teams are not going to make it? I have no idea.
And I really think, with the stipulations of finishing 9th and 10th,
yeah,
teams are going to try hard not to be in that situation.
I don't feel like paying extra money unless I, you know.
I don't have it, so I'm hoping I'm not it. But points against. Let's talk about points against.
Yeah.
I have the worst points against with 1178. That's more than Kevin Reeder's total.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I'm 2-4. I could easily be 5-1 or 6-0 based on the teams I'm playing seem to show up. And Trav can totally attest to that with his blowout to the hands of Reeder in week 3 by 103 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then he got upset and he took Ange to the shed for 96. But you look at the blowouts of the week on – take those two out of the equation, on average it's about 50 points. And the only reason that average is that low is because you only have 39 points.
Yeah,
more than Kyle.
That was it. Yeah, it was a tight week last week. Speaking of, yeah, Trav took Ange to the woodshed. Side note, I think Reeder was watching, just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just wanted to throw that in there. It's probably not funny. But, yes, the blowouts have been, again, I feel like the parity is there this year in the league. You know, last year and the year before, I don't know. I don't remember 2 days ago, but I just know last year there was a bunch of like,
big,
100, like
big
90,
blowouts.
100 points. Like
yeah.
It happens. I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason. It could, you know, it, really the blowouts, they happen. Some teams just have bad weeks and some just have phenomenal weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So back to the points against. Danny has 1161 against. That's what, a hundredth of a point difference than Reeder's total. Trav's also had some tough points against Trav. The funny thing about Trav's points on each side is they're about even.
Yeah.
He has two more points against than he has points scored. But where it really meets the road and why you're sitting in first is you only have 991 points against.
Yeah, mine's the only one less than 1,000.
Yeah,
I've been lucky. When I played Reeder, his team shat the bed. Played Ed this past week. I went sans kicker because I had a couple guys that couldn't drop, and his team sucked too. So I've gotten lucky. I mean, it's part of it's luck, part of it's skill, part of it's just whatever. But that's why I'm a very fragile 5-1.
Yeah.
Record.
Well, you know, with 5 wins, 8th place is totally doable.
It is. I just, yeah, I mean, it's possible I could go.
I mean, if you go 0 for a while,
possible.
You could still sit in the 8th spot.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a second and not look at points. We're going to look at financials. in this league. We all start with 100, right?
It's week six.
So Trav still has 90 of his 100 left. The least amount left is John with $4. John, buy a kicker. I don't know what to tell you to do with $4. Maybe buy a beer down at home delivery or something. But on average, we'd say there's probably around $50 left for everybody.
It's been
you
very
have 37. Richard has 45. Ann's right there at 50. Kyle at 55. Danny at 60. Eddie at 63. I have 77. And Reader at 78. Now, it doesn't quite tell the whole story about transactions, though. Reader's made a ton of transactions with $0 bids and has been winning them because we're just failing to join in on it or priority waivers in his favor or whatever the case may be. So in number of moves, you're right there at the top with 17. Reader 10, that seems about right for him right about now. But you were saying about parity in the league.
Yeah.
We know Lauren wouldn't make moves unless she listened to the show and we yelled at her to do it, or someone was telling her to do it. And really, everybody except for Angie, John, and Trav have double-digit moves. Yeah. And out of those three I just named, Angie has the least with 2, John has 8, and Trav only has 3. But still, 8. And everybody else is like 10, 12, 14.
Well, a lot of that, too, you can attribute that to, I mean, I've just been, with my 17 moves, I've just been all over the place, just crazy with my moves. But maybe their moves, they haven't hit their bye weeks yet. You know what I mean? Like, because once that starts, and I don't think those teams have really hit, I think injuries play a big factor in that, too. I think those teams, for the most part, have been fairly injury-free. I think Angie's team might have gotten beat up a little bit, but I know John and Trav's team aren't too bad. But I feel strongly that by the end of the year, everybody's going to be in double digits, and it's actually, that's, to me, I don't know what it looked like last year, but that's a lot of moves 6 weeks in. It really is by a lot of people. So I guess you're going to pull up here last year.
I'm going to see if we can see.
You should be able to see the standings there and see if.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, number of moves. The least amount of moves last year alone. Like, the entire season was 8. And that was, you guessed it, Lauren. But on average, it was around 20. I'm kind of taking that 41 number and the 31 number out of there. But around 20 moves the entire year. We're halfway there. We're halfway through the season. Everybody, we're kind of on pace for that. But we already have John at 8. He's going to have more than 8. Ann's and Trav with 2 and 3. They'll probably catch up by weeks. Injuries, whatnot. There's been very little trading in this league so far.
I don't think there has.
If any.
Well, no, wait. There was one trade. I pulled off a trade with Trav. I shipped Deion Lewis and Dante Moncrief to Trav for Jason Witten and Mark Ingram, which I believe
that's the only one.
Yeah, there's some in the works. I know people have been talking to people about other trades.
My phone line is always open. If you see something you like, I can't guarantee anything, but if you've played fantasy with me in different leagues, you know I'm willing to trade. I don't always get back to you right away. Mm-hmm. Life's busy, but totally up for it. So we might still see some of that yet to come with trades and whatnot. 6 weeks in, I don't feel like looking at each week as a whole.
No.
We can talk. Let's talk blowouts. We kind of touched on these earlier.
Yep.
Week one, Kevin Reeder blows me out of the water by 68 points. In comparison, that's about average, as we talked about before. Week two, Kyle Overhead, 65 points. And then, as the pre-mentioned, Reeder over Trav week 3, 103 points. Trav gets pissed in week 4 and takes it out on Ange for 96. You had taken it out on Kyle for 39 points in week 5. 39. And John over yours truly for 68 points. So, we were talking a little about this off air. Blowouts of the week, we've kind of had trends in the past, and the trend was typically Lauren on the bottom end of the stick there. Like, you know, she'd get blown out by 130 points or something. But these blowouts are fairly, I mean, 68 points, that could be two guys going off, to be quite honest with you. Trav had 100 points on his bench or close to it. I had 60 some, not last week, but the week before, and then 40 some in one player.
Yeah.
So even the blowouts are closer, it seems. I mean, more competitive games. So the only trend, that's where this train of thought was going before the studio got stunk up, was there's only two names on here twice. Kevin Reeder in the whooping side of the stick, and my name on the taking the beating end of the stick. And that's kind of why I'm sitting where I'm sitting, but, you know, everybody's got their own issues. I mean, Eddie only scored 1,000 points. What was his smack talk the other day? Like, he hated everybody in the league whose team was better than his, which
yeah,
is everybody.
I think he said something before last night's game, because he was down by like 30-something. He had a kicker left. He's like, hey, my kicker's going to get 30. I'm still going to lose. I hate everybody that has a team better than mine, which is everybody.
And that's another thing I've seen more this year is the smack talk.
A lot of smack talk.
Has been flowing. My phone goes off all these weird times during Sunday, and I'm like, what in the heck is going on? I've kind of failed in the pick'em, something else we've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've been...
Still been doing it.
Yeah,
did you do the picks this past week?
I did do picks this past
week.
Okay,
because Reader's like, I'm like, hey, man, we both suck because we picked terrible. And Reader's like, I don't think I did picks. I'm like, well, somebody did. The pick'em, shockingly, the pick'em amongst the same group of people in which, in the span of, what, 4 weeks, we had to reset...
Yes.
Our survival league.
Yes.
Among the, you know, we're terrible.
But I doubled my win total by picks this week because I only had two the first time I did it or something. And
well, it won't take long to catch up.
So I was hoping that we could kind of have it be a league thing, $5, everybody put in and do it. I'm just kind of trying to plant the seed for next year.
But still, right now there's a big tie for fourth place.
That is true.
So if people continue, if they start picking...
Yeah.
And we're so bad at it, you never know. By the end of the year,
you might be able to catch up.
So,
because Chris has 12 total points through 6 weeks. That means he's gotten, on average, two right a week.
And I missed a week. But still, I've got two right a week. I've gone 2-3 every week.
Yeah, the winning percentages go 480, 400, and 267.
We're terrible.
So there's still hope for you out there. We have 11 minutes left.
Well, we can go through...
So let's take a look at week 7.
Yeah.
As far as we know it. Again, I like to start with a foundation this year. I feel like we always started off with you and me since we're the ones talking. Let's start off at the bottom and work our way up. The Edskins take on Suckett. And right now, with, you know, not taking a look at any lineups, Eddie's projected to win by 20-some points. Well, I can't do math. 17 points, but
sorry.
It's almost 20. Let's take a look. Is there anything that needs to be changed, really? Well, we got Jones on a bye for Eddie, so there's a wide out spot that needs to be changed. And Trav's got a kicker and a team defense not in there, or they're on a bye this week, so there might still be some changes coming. Andrew Luck versus New Orleans. Looks like that's a home game for Indy. That could be a big one unless they try to run a trick play. I have not seen video of this. Have you seen this?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I read it was pretty bad. Adrian Peterson, sort of a down year. I think that's part of
Eddie's
frustration.
Eddie's team is it kind of basically comes and goes based on how the running backs perform. Adrian Peterson's had a couple good weeks. Melvin Gordon as well has had a couple okay weeks, and he's had a couple bad weeks. And when that happens, his team just can't. And Andrew Luck started out slow, too. So that's essentially his, you know, at the wideout spot, he's okay. He had James Jones for a little bit. T.Y. Hilton started off slow. You know, Eddie's team on paper is not certainly not a bad team. It just hasn't performed to the level that he wants to, and especially at the running back position. You know, Adrian Peterson, I think all of us kind of expected him to come out and do a little bit better than what he's done.
Yeah, and now we look at Trav's team up close. This draft isn't quite as terrible. For, you know, like,
no, because certainly some guys panned out that at the time were like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, he's had some guys really
and,
pan out.
And this Deion Lewis for New England, I love that guy. I mean, I'm not a big Patriots fan, but catches the ball, runs the ball well. If he was 100 pounds heavier, he could be LeGarrette Blount. But
and Trav, you're welcome. That's
yeah.
the guy I traded to.
Yeah, so thanks for that. But that's a good matchup. Maybe Eddie will pull it out this week. Let's see.
Well, you never know. I mean, both teams have some guys on byes, so it just depends on their bench. And that's kind of, that's the weakness, really, of both of their teams. Their starting lineups, I think, are good. But when you start getting the byes or injuries, it's the bench that I think is lacking a little bit on both of those teams.
Speaking of bye weeks,
mm-hmm.
I'm in ninth, so we're going to talk about me. And Richard's in eighth, so we kind of knock 9-8 right out
yeah.
in this matchup. Right now, I am projected to lose by 5 points. That's pretty close. He has Randall Cobb on a bye on his bench, so he'll probably make a change there. Brandon Cook's on his bench, maybe throw him in there or something there. But the steal for me this year has been Tom Brady. I know the draft, the suspension wasn't finalized. I have him in, like, every league I'm in. I kind of lucked into him there. Fitzgerald having a good year. I put Martavis Bryant in there. Wish he had him in there last week. Not that it made a difference. My IDPs, I have three guys. I'm kind of rotating around, and it seems like I always put the wrong one on the bench because it seems like the dude on the bench is outscoring one of the other ones. Seattle, I have Seattle's kicker. Seattle's been a disappointment.
Yeah,
they've big been time this year. And I'm sure Angie's feeling those effects with that team defense. Even though they are creating some turnovers, it's not the Legion of Boom we've seen in years past. Big disappointment for me so far this year has been Eddie Lacy. Every Eddie Lacy owner I've talked to, seen, talk about stuff on Twitter, we're all frustrated. We know he has an ankle injury, has a bye week this week. Hopefully that kind of heals him up and can power my team a little bit going forward. I've been trying to make some pickups here and there. Willie Snead from New
yeah.
Orleans, same kind of luck. I get him, I put him on the bench,
blows up.
I'm like, okay, I got to play him this week. He scores 11 compared to the 40 at some point the other week before. Rawls, big game when Marshawn was out. Now Marshawn's back. I'm still kind of holding on to him in case Marshawn goes back down.
He's a guy that if he gets the workload, he's the guy that can produce. And that's, again, the theme we talked about. Eddie's team, the same as yours. You're kind of, as your running backs go, that's how you're, you know, if they produce, even at a decent level, you're going to have success because Tom Brady can make up for any deficiencies at that position. But Amir Abdullah, T.J. Yeldon, Eddie Lacy have been disappointed.
Yeah, coming out of the draft, I felt running back was probably one of my best spots. Yes, it was a bit of a gamble, young talent. I thought they'd do better. Obviously, they have not. Abdullah, you know, he's not the same back he was in Nebraska. He's fumbling the ball and whatnot. Yeldon's been good at times. Health's kind of getting him right now, groin injury. But I know this seems sort of one-sided. I'm leading into it. Richard's team, I feel like, was kind of waiting until about this point to start taking off because he drafted Le'Veon Bell with that first pick. Had that suspension. Yeah, it was shortened. He's been producing well. He's been, you know, if it wasn't for him, the Steelers probably would not be with the record that they have with Big Ben going down and whatnot. But I feel like this is about where he's hoping to turn things around.
Yeah, I mean, his team's dangerous. With Le'Veon finally back, well, for a couple weeks, probably the pickup of the year. We'll see. Todd Gurley, I know Reader said that. He picked him up for $50. He's torn it up. The two games in which he has actually been the bell cow has been awesome. So if the problem with Richard's team is he has not gotten much from from Randall Cobb at all, and that's been hurting him. But if he gets anything from Randall Cobb, Richard's team going forward is going to be very dangerous. It's going to be a tough matchup for you this week.
Yeah.
Every week is, but
yeah,
it'll be tough because he's going to probably plug in Todd Gurley and, and he's got Latavius Murray. But his team's, Richard's team, even though he's 2-4, watch out for him in the future.
Yeah, I think he's on his way right up the mm-hmm. chute here. So that leads us on to the Cowboys matchup. He's taking on Ange. Right now things are looking bleak for Orton here, the Who. Most of that is because Aaron Rodgers is on a bye this week.
Yeah, most weeks when Aaron Rodgers is on a bye and you got him on your team, that's probably not going to be a good week.
Yeah. Cam Newton sitting there to get me plugged in. That's great. Playing against a Philly team that's starting to come to life a little bit. When I watched about 10 minutes of Monday Night Football, I watched last night, and the Giants just marched right down the field. I'm like, oh, boy, fans of Philly are going to be calling for Chip Kelly's head. And then they got a turnover, which was a nice play. Giants had them in third down, missed a catch or whatever, took a stupid penalty. Eagles go down, score a touchdown. Crowd gets into it. They never looked back. They just kept going.
Yeah.
But Marshawn being out for Ange, that's hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little bit of the bye week bug this week.
It's going to be a tough week for her.
The biggest head scratcher for me was her waiver pickup of Jones.
Yeah, I think it was only a head scratcher based on the amount. And one of those things with a $100 budget, you know, and if you really want a guy, she made a bid in which she really wanted him and she got him. It was, you know, the amount was a little bit high, but she got him. And that's the end result. But it was definitely a little high.
So, looking at Danny's team, I feel like he could be poised to come out a little bit too. Sam Bradford's starting to run that offense better. When he's running that offense better, that means better numbers for DeMarco Murray. Justin Forsett's had up and down season so far. Brown, he had a big week against the Steelers last week. Blount can have big weeks from time to time, you know, depending on what the New England does in the red zone. His IDPs, which, I mean, us all being Penn State fans would love to have, and Sean Lee and Paul Posluszny, they've been solid all year because they've been healthy. Hope that continues for them. But I think even once she plugs everybody in, I think Yahoo has this one right.
And Danny, you kind of touched on it. Danny's team is for being kind of near the bottom of the standings, being 2-4, his team, he is a one healthy Dez Bryant and a consistent quarterback play away from being a really good team.
Yep. So, let's see. This is, we got like a minute 40 left. We're trying to get through here.
We can skip mine.
So, I guess that's Kyle and Reed are going at it.
This will be an interesting one.
Yeah, right now, Reader's projected 207 points to Kyle's 188. Both 3-3. This will be a great one, I think. Blake Bortles going for Kyle. Antonio Brown's kind of been down for him.
Yeah.
And that's because the quarterback play at Pittsburgh hasn't been there.
But Roethlisberger's coming back.
Yeah, when Ben's in there, big numbers. And they think Ben might be back this week as a Steelers fan. I kind of hope they sit him out another one. Not that I have a lot of faith in Landry Jones, but kind of go from there. Kevin Reeder's Kevin Reeder. You know he's going to put up big numbers when he can. He's always making these changes. Didn't he go and sign the dude that they're saying is going to be the back for Dallas?
Christine Michael.
Yeah, those are the kind of transactions I'm saying he's making.
Yep.
You know, maybe he's not using them, but trade bait or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So who else do we have left in the matchups?
It's me against... somebody?
you get John. So 1-2 going at it. That'll be interesting. John's projection's down a little bit, I'm guessing.
We got a couple moves to be made. And
you need a
John.
Team defense, no kicker. He doesn't have a defense in there and a kicker. Edelman's been big for you.
Yes.
He's been great. Breeze, up and down. But, hey, we'll try to get this done again. Thanks for listening.
Like 6 weeks.
That was kind of fun how that...